So we're looking on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph. And let's start with Amar Rabbi Yochanan. And I'll tell you where that is. You know, there are two Mishnayos on this page. So we're looking at the first Mishnah. But towards the end of the first Mishnah is a statement of Rabbi Yochanan.
Towards the end of the
Tzaruch? It's up from the second Mishnah. If you're counting from the second Mishnah up, it's about 10 lines.
Okay.
It's kind of midway between Tosus Chutz and Tosus Shekein.
Rabbi Yochanan?
Amar Rabbi Yochanan. The first word in the line, if that helps you, is Maravis Dromis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Do you see that thing? Is that a yes, a no, a maybe?
I got it.
Excellent.
No, when you
so that was a big yes.
Just give it to me.
Okay, great. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlomim Sheshchatan Beheichal Ksherim. Just to give a little background, the Shechita of what's called Kachim Kalim, Shlomim is a prime example of Kachim Kalim, is done in the Azara. And Rabbi Yochanan addresses the following question: what happens instead of doing the Shechita in the Azara, he enters into the Heichal?
It's the building.
Inside the Heichal. And he does the Shechita inside the Heichal. And Rabbi Yochanan says that Shechita is a Shechita Kshera. Again, one of the issues that will come up is what about Kachim Kalim? He mentions Kachim Kachim. Is that the exclusion of Kachim Kalim? Another issue that will come up is he mentions that he already Shechted the Karbon. Is he talking B'di'eved? But L'chatchila he should Shecht it in the Azara and avoid the Heichal? That's another issue. But the most important issue revolves around this Yalfusa. And the Yalfusa is the following. Shenemar, the Torah says, with regard to Shechitas HaKodshim, Ushchato Pesach Ohel Moed. So this is a pasuk in Vayikra Gimel. Now, there's an Ohel Moed. Again, we're talking about in the Mishkan. The Ohel Moed in the Mishkan is parallel to the Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash. And here the Torah says that the Shechita should be done in the Pesach Ohel Moed. Now the Pesach Ohel Moed, which is the entry into the Heichal, is technically in the Azara. It's not really in the Heichal itself. In other words, the Azara is here, and then you move towards the Heichal, and before you enter into the Heichal, you're situated, your feet are on the ground in the Azara, but you're looking towards the Heichal. And when the Torah wanted to tell you that the place for Shechitas Shlomim is in the Azara, it uses the term Pesach Ohel Moed, or Pesach HaHeichal. And it's trying to tell you the following. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. Shelo yehe tofel chomer min ha'ikar. Now, I made a mistake before. I correct myself. I said that Rabbi Yochanan was addressing Kodshei Kodshim. I skipped a beat over here. That's going to come up later on. Rabbi Yochanan is addressing Shlomim. And I would assume that if you could check Shlomim in the Heichal, then certainly you could check Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal, like Chatos, Asham, and so forth. Okay, now what is this thing called Lo Yehe Tofel Chomer Min HaIkar?
What's this?
That is what we call a Kal V'Chomer. And a Kal V'Chomer, as you know, I don't have to tell you, this is based on Svara. It's not based on Pasuk. So basically, Rabbi Yochanan is using this Pasuk only as a Keresh Kfitza, you know, just a jumping point for his formulation of a Kal V'Chomer. And he's saying the following. If we have the Azara on one hand and the Heichal on the other hand, which is more Chomor and which is Tafel, which is secondary? Do you understand when I'm comparing two kedushos, which kedusha is greater? That of the Azor or that of the Heichal? That of the Heichal, obviously. So he's saying that you cannot impose a chumrah on the Heichal and say that the shechita is excluded in the Heichal when the Kedushas Azorah is sufficient. If the Kedushas Azorah, which is less than the Kedushas HaHechal, is suitable for the Shechitas Kodshim, in this case he's mentioning Shlomim, then how much more so with the Kedusha Chamura, which is the greater Kedusha, and that's that of the Heichal, certainly should be suitable and appropriate for Shechitas Shlomim. So basically, it seems to me, if I'm reading this Gemara correctly, that Rabbi Yochanan is not based on the Gzeres Shav, on the Gzeres HaKosev, the Alfusa. Rabbi Yochanan is really based, solidly based on a Kal Vachomer, which is Svara. I think he's just demonstrating that Svara in the Pasuk itself. The Pasuk is sort of giving Rabbi Yochanan a little bit extra teeth, supporting his Svara, because why did the Torah mention Pesach Ol Moed? After all, the Torah just could have said Ol Moed, or the Torah could have said Azara, you know, the Azara itself, which is called the Chatzer in the Lashon HaMikra, right? Ushchato B'chatzer, it could have said. But why does it mention Pesach Ol Moed, which is the Pesach into the Heichal, in order to tell you that if you can shecht it in the Azorah, then how much more so can you do so in the Azorah? Now, what we're about to embark upon is a brisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira, right, not to be confused with Rabbi Yochanan, in which the brisa, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira, seems to completely ignore this Kal Vachomer. And we can understand the Gemara's problem on two levels. First of all, how is Rabbi Yochanan the Amora going to defend himself when there's a Tana who says that we don't accept this Kal Vachomer? And moreover, we could ask our own question. Why doesn't Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira accept the Kal Vachomer? So let's see if we can prove that Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira does not accept the Kal Vachomer. Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira Omer, Minayin. Now the word Minayin here indicates that we need the Alfusa. So keep your underline that word minayin, and Talmud Lomar is going to tell you what that yalfusa is. What comes between the minayin and the Talmud Lomar is going to be a principle, a halachic principle, which lechora we could have derived without a minayin and a Talmud Lomar, based on the Kal Vachomer of Rabbi Yochanan and the Amora of Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin. Now this question, this scenario that Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira is describing, is one in which it's impossible to do the shechita in the Azara. We'll see exactly why. And therefore, as a fallback position, he's going to do the shechita back in the Heichal. Why is it impossible for him to do the shechita in the Azara? And that's for security reasons. She'im hikifu ovde kochovim es kol hazara. The ovde kochovim have surrounded the Azara, and they're shooting missiles into the Azara. Again, in such a case, I would run out of there. But the Kohanim are very, right? They're very zealous and very dedicated, so they're willing to. Again, there's no way they can check the kodshim in the Azor in this case. The Azor is just being hit and blasted by all these flaming kites, if you know what I mean. Mm. But what they could do is they could run into the Heichal, which is interesting. He doesn't use the word Heichal here. He says, Minayin shakonim nichnosim l'sham V'ochlim sham kodshei kodshim. He used the word l'sham, but l'sham means to the Heichal. In fact, the same Gemara appears in Masechta Menachos, and there it says there's a slightly different gear. So the gear says shakonim nichnasim leHeichal. V'ochlim sham kodshei kodshim. So the subject of Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira is not the shechita, but rather achila. So he's got kochi kochim, and he has to eat them in the azara. You know, you can already begin to understand why Rabbi Yochanan Beseira speaks about kochi kochim, because kochim kalim don't have to be eaten in the azara; they can be eaten anywhere in Yerushalayim. But kochi kochim have to be eaten in the azara. And now the question is, if you can't eat them in the azara because the azara is being blasted by chitzim and avonim.
Projectiles.
So what do you do? Can you eat the kochi kochim inside the heichal? And for that, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira needs a pasuk. So again, when Rabbi Yochanan the Amora in the previous statement wanted to establish that you could do the shechita in the case of shlamim inside the heichal, he derived it basically from a kal vachomer. Again, he brought a little bit of a support text, but fundamentally, he had a svara called Lo Yehi Tafel Chaver Min Ha'ikar, that whatever you're allowed to do in the Azara because of the Kedusha Azara, how much more so in a greater Kedusha, namely in that of the Heichal. But when it comes to Rabbi Yochanan Beseir's discussion about Achilas Kodshei Kodshim, which require Azara, Rabbi Yochanan Beseir is totally unaware of this kal v'chomer, of this shelo yehei tofel chomer min ha'ikar, and instead he has a pasuk. Now I'm going to read to you the entire pasuk. It's in Bamidbar Perek Yud Ches, and it says kol karbanam l'chol min chasam l'chol chatasam l'chol hashamam b'kodesh hakadoshim tochlenu. And this phrase kodesh kadoshim is a reference to the heichal. That's what Rashi points out here. We'll see, maybe we'll get a chance to see the Rashi inside, but right now I just want to present to you the following premise here, that Rashi interprets Kodesh Kadoshim here as the Heichal. And basically this pasuk is telling you that when you're eating the Kodesh Kadoshim, because it says Tochlenu, I'm sorry, when you're eating the basar of the Mincha and the Chatos and the Osham, you have to eat it where? In the Azara. But the Torah went ahead and said you're eating it where? In the Heichal. Does everybody see that? It says, B'kodesh HaKadoshim Tochlenu. And that's an explicit source for eating Kodshei Kodshim inside the Heichal. So the Gemara asks, according to the Svar of Rabbi Yochanan Amai, what was the need for this Gzeres HaKasu, for this Yalfusa? Why did the Torah have to bother telling me this? Neima, why can't we derive it from the pasuk of Chatzar Ol Moed Yochluhu? And this is in Vayikra. There it says Hanoseres Mimenu. It's referring to Mincha, and Mincha, what's called Shiari Mincha, which is Nechal Lezichre Kuhuna, has the status of Kodesh Kadoshim. There it says BeChatzar Ol Moed Yochluhu. Now the Chatzar Ol Moed is the Azara, and if the Torah has already told me in Vayikra that Kodshei Kodshim is eaten in the Azara, there's no need in Sefer Bamidbar for the Torah to tell me that Kodshei Kodshim can be eaten in the Heichal, because if we know already in Vayikra they can be eaten in the Azara, then how much more so in the Chamur, which is the Heichal, how much more so can you eat Kodshei Kodshim? So again, just to summarize, the Gemara is asking the following question. If you accept the svara of Rabbi Yochanan, shelo yehi tofel chamin meikar, why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira require a pasuk to teach you that kochi kochim can be eaten in the heichal, since the Torah says explicitly that kochi kochim can be eaten in the azar, which is called in biblical language, meaning in the Mishkan, that's called chatzar oel moed? Then with Rabbi Yochanan's kal v'chomer, how much more so can kochi kochim be eaten in the heichal? Why does Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseira need a pasuk? And for that matter, why does the Torah itself have to spell out that kochi kochim are eaten in the heichal? Lo yehei tofel chomer min ha'ikar. Let's employ the svara and the kal v'chomer of Rabbi Yochanan, that if you're allowed to eat kochi kochim in the chatzar ol moed, namely the azara, then how much more so are you allowed to eat the Kodshei Kodshim in the Ol Moed itself, which is the Heichal itself? And apparently, therefore, we have to reject this Kal V'Chomer of Rabbi Yochanan. And now we're faced with two problems. Number one, what about Rabbi Yochanan himself? And number two, what about the Kal V'Chomer itself? What flaw can you find in this Kal V'Chomer? Whatever you're allowed to do in the Azara, because of the Kedusha Azara, then how much more so in the Kedusha Chamura, the more intense, high level Kedusha of the Heichal. So the Kal V'Chomer seems to be solid. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. There's a difference between the two. Hasam, over there in the case of Rabbi Yochanan, we were talking about Avoda, we were talking about Shechitas Shlamim. And here Rabbi Yochanan's Kal V'Chomer is perfectly in place. By the way, what's the subject of the Braisa of Rabbi Yochanan ben Becerra? Not Avoda, he's not talking about Shechita, he's talking about what?
Achila.
So the Kal V'Chomer could apply to Shechita as an Avoda, but he cannot apply to Achila. Why? He says, Adam Oved B'makom Rabo Amrinan. The closer you get to the Shechina, to the Rav, the greater the service is to the Master. Master meaning with a capital M. And that's called in Rabbi Yochanan's terminology, Lo Yehi Tafel Chomer Amikar. That is, if you're allowed to shecht in the Azor, how much more so you're allowed to shecht in the Heichal? Because Shechit is an Avoda, and where should the Eved be doing his Avoda? In close proximity to his Master, to the Adon, to his Rab. But when it comes to Achila, Achila is a little bit too physical, if you know what I mean. It's too materialistic, it's too humans. Is Ein Adam Ochel B'Mokum Rabo? It's not so proper.
You distance yourself.
Right, you distance yourself from the Rebbe.
Okay.
Here we're not going to say the Svara of Lo Yehei Tofel, Lo Yehei Tofel Chomer Min HaIkar, and therefore Lo Yehei Tofel Min HaIkar Lo Amrin. We're not going to say with regard to Achila that the Torah was Mekil in the Azara and allowed you to do the Achila in the Azara. The Torah therefore would be Mekil and allow you to do the Achila in the Heichel. The Heichel is more chamur, it's already bifnei b'makom rabo, so the Eved doesn't go in there for achila. He can go in there for avoda if he's serving. Again, even though shechita, as we've mentioned many times, shechita is a very ambiguous kind of status in halacha, because although it's the first of the four avodas, but who's allowed to do the shechita?
Hazar.
Even Hazar. So, you know, it's interesting, because you would think that if we're doing this service, and we're even allowed with a Kal V'Chomer to go into the Heichal itself and do this service, you would think a Kohen should be in charge of the service. That's a little bit paradoxical, but be that as it may, this Gemara that we see here is a very unique overlap between what I call Halach and Agada. And the Gemara is always saying a philosophical principle here, comparing Shechita as an Avod on the one hand and Achila as a physical act, even though again it's being done for the sake of the mitzvah of Achila's Kodshim, but nevertheless it's still a physical act on the other hand. So it's very hard to strip this Gemara of any sort of agadic element here, because you're talking about an Eved Bifnei Rabo. And this is very interesting to me, because you know when you work hard in Kodshim, sometimes there's so many down-to-earth aspects of Kodshim. I don't want to go into detail. I mean, I'm learning now a sugya about Chatas Ha'of and how to do the Malika. I mean, it's like mamish unbelievable what goes on here with that bird in the fingers of the Kohen. But I mean, there are millions of examples. I don't have to quote Chatas Ha'of. And sometimes, you know, you lose the forest for the trees. You're so involved in the minutia and the details. You know, you forget that this is, at the end of the day, this is an Eved Bifnei Rabo. So that's what we have over here. Now, there are a number of very important footnotes in Masifta here on this sugya. Again, I can only encourage you to get a hold of Masifta, but by the time you do, we'll probably be up to volume 6. But this is volume 4 of the Masifta, which, by the way, the sum total of money that I spent on 4 volumes in Zvachim is probably what I used to buy an entire shas for that money. A good shas for that money. No, it's I'm exaggerating, but not by much. 400 shekel plus, let's see, 450. That's over 100 bucks, is it not?
Shvuah Sefer, don't they give any discount?
Yeah, how much is... they give you a sixth volume if you buy 5.
Oh.
So I've already ordered 6 volumes. That takes me all the way through Menachos. I'm being very optimistic here that I'm going to somehow survive Kachim. I'm putting my money where my mouth is here, right? Anyway, one of the things he has here in the footnote is a machlokas between the Radbaz and the Kiryas Sefer. These are two major commentaries on the Rambam as to whether or not this halacha of achilas kodshim in the Heichal, which the Gemara ultimately, Rabbi Yochanan ben Maaseh, derives from a pasuk, does that apply to kodshim kalim? If you'll notice, Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseirah quotes a pasuk, and he's deriving from that pasuk that hakonim ochlim sham, meaning in the heichal, kodshe kodshim. If you can underline those two words, kodshe kodshim. And not only that, the pasuk itself has reference to kodshe kodshim. In other words, when the pasuk says "Bekodesh Hakadoshim Tochlenu," which means that you're allowed to eat the kodshim in the heichal, it's specifically referring to kodshe kodshim. It mentions chatos and ashon.
So, what's the question?
So, I'm just saying, would kodshim kalim be allowed to be eaten? Again, we know that kodshim kalim, Rabbi Yochanan said, you're allowed to shecht it in the heichal, or you're allowed to eat the basar in the heichal. We know that the coin to Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseirah, you're allowed to eat kodshim kalim in the heichal, you're allowed to eat kodshim kalim.
So we use a kal v'chomer?
No, punfaket. Here's where we're talking about achila. In achila, there is no kal v'chomer. In achila, you need a special matir to allow you to eat b'mokom rabo. You know, the Rebbe has to invite you in to eat in close proximity.
Okay.
So maybe the Rebbe, in this case the Ribono Shalom, will invite you in if you're eating kachim
inside of the.
And because again, the pasuk from which we derive this special matir that you're allowed to eat the basar of kodesh inside the heichal is a pasuk that specifically refers to chatos and osha, which is kachim kachim. Not only that, but if you take a look at the question that Rabbi Yochanan ben Beseirah asks, you know, they're shooting these missiles onto the Azara, are you allowed to go into the Heichal in order to eat, to be Mekayim the Mitzvah of eating? He says, Minayan, etc., etc., but Ochlam Shom Kodshe Kodshim. So if you can underline those two words, Kodshe Kodshim, you'll see my point over here. And the Radbaz, you know, the Radbaz lived 5 centuries ago. He was a major commentary on the Rambam. And he writes that the way he reads the Rambam, the whole heter to go into the Heichal to eat kodshe kodshim is only kodshe kodshim, not kodshim kalim. Now, around the same period of time, there was another commentary on the Rambam called the Mabit. I mean, the Mabit is another work that he wrote, but his commentary on the Rambam is called Kiryat Sefer. Okay. And he writes, I'm just quoting the Masifta, he writes that according to the Dasa Rambam, you can eat even kodshim kalim inside the heichal. So that's one issue that we have to address. And the other issue that we want to address is exactly what was the hava mina here that you would not be allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat kodshim, which could be eaten in the azara inside the heichal. Again, the Gemara gives this svara because of achila, you know, achila b'makom rabo, you know, ein ha'oved ochel b'makom rabo. But we're going to see that this is not so poshut. So let's take a look for a minute at Rashi here. Rashi says, Rashi says, Shenemar Ushchoto Pesach Ol Moed.
Which Devar Matri?
Okay, it's hard for me to show you. Okay. If you take a look, there's a Tosha Shekain. You see a Tosha Shekain?
Yeah.
So if you go across, you'll see Shenemar Ushchoto Pesach Ohel Moed. And again, this is the pasuk that Rabbi Yochanan quoted. Alma, what did Rabbi Yochanan see in this pasuk? Midetola hechsher azor l'shamim v'pesach ol moed. That's when you're talking about shechita shlamim, the Torah didn't mention the chotzer, which is the azor, but rather pesach ol moed, which is the pesach to the heichal. Shmamina ol moed ikar v'azor tofel. Now, the Torah is emphasizing the ol moed here to tell you that's called ikar. And then in the next line, Rashi says, "Lo yei tafel chamrina ikud the cave of the tafel chazilu." If you're allowed to do the shechita in the azara, which is tafel, kolshken ikar. So you see that Rabbi Yochanan is operating with both a pasuk and a svara. And then Rashi says, "Ikifa ovdei kolcham lemilchama v'yorim chitzim v'avnei b'listeros l'toch azara." So it's a very dangerous place to be. So what do they do for achilas kochim kochim? Is the Torah says Bekodesh Hakadoshim Tochlenu, says Rashi, that's the Heichal B'mashma. Again, in the parallel Sugi Menachos, it says the word Heichal in the Gemara. V'amai, in other words, why do you need a pasuk? Says Rashi, in Isa Diamrinan Lo Yei Tofel Chom Vena Ikar, which means we have a svara that from the Azorah, how much more so in the Heichal, Lomeli Lemichtev Haikra, why do I need this pasuk? Lachshurei Heichal Achilus Kodshim. Hakasuv Bahu, Rashi quotes a different pasuk in Sefer Yikra, Bechatzar Ol Moed. That's the Azor, V'neima Lo Yei Tafel Cham V'na Ikar. Achila Shein Dein Adam Ochel V'makom Rabo. Does he loose the Rabbi that undermines the cover that he has, the offers Rebbe, Lasos Tzarchei Eved Lefanov. Again, it's a little bit odd to call this Tzarchei Eved when he's eating kachim. Is lo yei tafel chamur lekelamem. We can't apply the logic of lo yei tafel chamur. The lav chumrihi elakula, to allow you to eat in the makom rabo, meaning in the heichal itself, that would be a tremendous kula. We need a pasuk for that. We can't derive that from svara. On the contrary, let's not go with the kula of azara and extend it even to the heichal. V'chein adin shehei tafel chamur neikar. Here in this case, it makes sense that we should be more machmir in the case of the Heichal than we do in the case of the Azor. And at this point, I would like you to pick up the Nefesh Tova. This is Os Sadi Zion, which hopefully you'll see on page Resh Vov. You have that on the right?
Yep.
Okay. Now, he's going to build this piece on two Rashis. One Rashi is a little bit earlier on Daf Samach Beis, and another Rashi is not even here, it's in Masechta Menachos. And basically what he's trying to figure out here is what was the Havamina that Heichal is excluded from Achila. At the end of the Gemara, we know that's because of Eved Ochel B'Makom Rabo. But at this point in the Sugya, we don't know that. So we need a pasuk to allow us to eat Kodshei Kodshim in the Heichal. And he says the following, that there's a Rashi in Menachos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Now, in order to appreciate the Rashi and Menachos and Daf Ches Amud Aleph, he wants you to take a look back on Tzadi Hei. You don't have Tzadi Hei if you have the photocopy, but it doesn't matter. I'll just read to you, all that you have to know on Tzadi Hei. It's not a lot. And Rashi here is quoted from Menachos Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph is talking about Kmitza. Now Kmitza is to Menachos what Shechita is to Zvachim, and the question here is, can the Kmitza of the Mincha be done in the Heichal? The Kmitza of a Mincha has to be done in the Azorah. What happens if he does the Kmitza in the Heichal? And Rashi says that what was the Salka Daitach, what was the Havamina before the Gemara quotes a pasuk to prove that you could do the Kmitza in the Heichal? Rashi says that Afal Gav Didina Be'azora Kishar Karbonos. Rashi holds that the place that was designated for the Avodas HaKarbon is the Azorah, Dina Bazorah. and therefore we don't know that kmitza in the heichal would be valid. So the Nefesh Tova says, you see from Rashi in Menachos that the Havamina was that the heichal is one place, the Azar is a different place, that two chiluke makomos. And since the din of kmitza was to be done in the Azara, we don't know that you can do the kmitza in the Heichal. We need a special limud, especially Alfusa, to establish that the kmitza can be done not only in the Azara, but even in the Heichal. So he says the following. L'chor yesh levayer, based on that Rashi with regard to kmitza, and the havmina that kmitza in the heichal is a no-no, we can understand why there's a havmina that achilas kochi kochim in the heichal is a no-no. The salka daitak sha heichal eino mokom achila. The Torah says that where do you eat kochi kochim? In the Azara. The Torah doesn't say anything about the heichal. Moshe kosev Rashi b'menachos. Again, you might want to add Menachos here is Ches Amid Aleph. The Itzra Krola Hatir Kmitza Beheichal Mishum Shedina. Now the word Dino has a Mapik Hey at the end of it, meaning the Din of Kmitza is Bazara. The Ein, oh, this is what you want to underline. The Ein HaHeichal Mokom Echonim Azara. They're not the same Mokom. So again, if that's the logic of Rashi to justify the Havamina, why Kmitza is excluded in the Heichal, because the din of Kmitza, the Mokum Kmitza is in the Azor, not in the Heichal, is let's apply the same logic here to the question of Achilas Kodshei Kodshim, is Mehai Taima Gufa, is also, we're going to say the same thing. How do you know that Achilas Kodshim, which was designated in the Azorah, could be implemented in the Heichal? The Heichal is not considered the Azara. Then he quotes a line here from the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says, "Itzur kro lomar de Heichal hu makom achila." That since the makom achila is the Azara, we don't know that the Heichal is also considered a makom achila, and for that we need Gzeiras HaKosar. So that's all based on Rashi in Menachos on Daf Ches. Please add something here, Rabbo Seiches. Omid Aleph. Very critical that you remember the Omid Aleph here. Because this whole piece of Torah that we're about to learn is based on a stira, Kavi Yochel, between Rashi on Daf Ches Omid Aleph and Rashi on Daf Ches Omid Beis. Because Rashi on Daf Ches Omid Beis writes, Nichnosim Lehechal, Velo Amrinan, Delifsalu Kodshim, Delifsalu Kodshim, Bahach Yitzia, the Yotzu Me'azor Leheichal. Rashi now introduces a whole new element into the equation. And Rashi says the problem with Heichal is what's called Yotze. Yotze means when you take the Basar Karvan out of its proper place, out of its Mechitza, into a different place. That's a Psul of Yotze. And Rashi now raises the possibility that when you take Kodshim from the Azara, where they're meant to be eaten, and you bring them into the Heichal, that itself should be possibly Din Yotze. V'tzorchi n'amai hu tzuch l'farish came. Why did Rashi have to add that? V'lo pirish titzuch kro l'achshir Heichal l'achila. Kmosher hu atzvo pirisham. The v'hai time v'in in drosha l'hatir k'mitza v'heichal. So again, let's follow this. We have two issues here. We have one issue about kmitza in the heichal. That's a sugya here in Zvachim and also in Menachos on Daf Ches Amid Aleph. There's another issue about achilas kochi kochim in the heichal. Now it's interesting. When Rashi on Daf Ches Amid Aleph addresses the issue of kmitza in the heichal, Rashi says, well, it's a different makom. The Torah says that the designated place for kmitza for the avoda is in the Azara. The heichal is not in the Azara. They're two places. Then, when you fast forward to Rashi and Ches Amid Beis in Menachos, which is a word for word copy of our sugya,
and we're talking now about achilas kodshim in the Heichal, here Rashi says in a whole different thing, that I need a pasuk because otherwise I would think this is a psul of yotzeh, that by taking the basar out of the azara into the Heichal, that might be a psul of yotzeh. How do we reconcile these two Rashis? Now, the way he formulates the question is, if Rashi knows that, and we saw this in Kmitza, that Azara and Heichal are two fundamentally different places, then why does Rashi have to justify the Havamina that the Achilas Basar Kodshim can take place, starting again, the Havamina that Achilas Kodshim cannot take place in the Heichal, says Rashi, because that's a psul of Yotzeh, because you're taking it from the Azara into the Heichal. Forget about the psul of Yotzeh. Let's say I convince you that there is no psul of Yotzeh, but Rashi's already established that there are two makoms, and that's why in the absence of Gzeres HaKosu, the Kmitza, which was designated to take place in the Azara, could not be taking place in the Heichal. So that should logically justify why the Achila, if I don't have a Gzeres HaKosu that was designated to take place in the Azor, cannot take place in the Heichal. It's two different places. Why does Rashi have to introduce the Psul of Yotzeh?
That's his question. Is there anybody here who could summarize the question for me? So I just want to make sure you're all on board.
In the first case, I think he's using...
What smart is he using?
The first one is where he's saying they're two different places.
Excellent.
So he's using logic.
Well, again, I don't know. In both cases, I think he's trying to use logic. But the logic is that if the Torah says, if the Torah says do something in place X, who says that you can fulfill that mitzvah in place Y? They're two different makomos. So I think that's a pretty logical principle. Now we go to Rashi on Daf Ches Amud Beis. All of a sudden, Rashi says something else, namely what?
He's saying that here you have an actual psul.
Correct, because you're taking the basar out of the azara. Well, the very moment you take the basar out of the azara, you have a problem of what?
Yotzeh. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
More basic question.
Yeah, you find out who raised your hand.
I know Yotzeh in Shabbos, but what kind of...
So there's a halacha that kodshim can become possible for many different reasons.
Okay.
One of them, for example, would be tumah, if let's say they became tumah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Another one would be lina, if you remember, where he left the kodshim beyond its time period.
So specific to kodshim.
Correct. Okay. Yotzeh is only in kodshim.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another word. I mean, the word yotzeh has many different meanings. For example, in chulin, the word yotzeh means yotzeh min asar asur. Right? There's a whole sugya about honey, how we're allowed to eat honey, because honey comes from bees, and bees are asur. That's called yotzeh, right? So that's not what we're talking about here. Yotzeh here means yotzeh chutz l'mechitza asur. The Torah sets up a mechitza and says that this is where you have to do it, that's where the basar has to be, and you can't take it out of those mechitzas. Again, in Kachim Kalim, then we're going to eat it all over the city. Where would at what point, or where on the face of the globe would you cross over Yotzeh, would you generate Yotzeh in Kachim Kalim?
When you go out
of Yerushalayim?
Correct, if you leave the walls of Yerushalayim, correct? So, just like leaving the walls of Yerushalayim passes the Kachim Kalim, so too leaving the walls of the Azara, which is called in the Mishkan Klayat Sakotzeh, in the Mishkan
Pesach, leaving the house.
Excellent. That might also be a psul of Yotzeh. I mean, we'll have to think about that. I have a feeling that, and this I'm going to discuss a little later on today in a different shiur, but I have a feeling that the issue of Korban Pesach has nothing to do with the psul Yotzeh. I'll tell you why. Because Pesach is Kachim Kalim. So the psul Yotzeh would only be if you took it out of Yerushalayim. The Issa Lav in Pesach applies from one house to another house.
Right.
So I wouldn't call that Yotzeh. I would call that the first svar of Rashi, that the Torah says that the Makom Achila is in the bayis. If you leave the bayis, who says that you can recite the mitzvah in another bayis? That's not even Yotzeh. Do you follow the difference between the two Rashis? Rashi on the one is talking about a psul in the Guf HaKarbon. that the Havmita was that when you take the Basar out of the Azara, even though again you'll say, well, I'm taking it into the Heichal, that's Holy of Holies, it doesn't matter, you took it out of the Azara, the Azara is the Mechitza, is then that's a Psul of Yotze. In the other Rashi, Rashi has nothing to do with Psul. You know, Rashi would grant you there is no Psul of Yotze, but Rashi's saying the din is that the Torah says, here's where you have to eat the Basar. This Makom.
Okay.
You define the parameters of the Makom, and if you leave those parameters, that's why I think it's similar to Pesach, if you should say, but that's for a different Shia. I don't want to get off on a tangent, right?
Now I'm not following, because in both cases, you're defining it by the Makom. In other words, here's the Makom, it's the Azara.
Ben, could I just trouble you for some hot water? I'll tell you what, I get about five glasses of tea from this. Okay. It's not that I'm being stingy.
No, that's fine.
I just can't tolerate dark tea. There's no way I could drink this, you know.
So separate.
Even on Yom Kippur, I wouldn't be able to.
Just want hot water?
Just hot water, because if I get one cup of hot water.
Just hot water. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, then, yeah.
No, the way you just said it.
Yeah.
Now, it's being defined by the Makom, right?
Right.
So, the syllables count, right? Because you said it, if you're defining the Azor.
The Zara,
right?
That's the Makom Fachilu.
Right.
And who says that another Makom, as holy as it might be, is also a Makom Fachilu?
So I'm missing it.
I say the following. If the Torah says place X, that's where you eat the kudshin, right. What right do you have
to say,
I'm going to take it to place Y and I'm going to eat it there and I'm going to be Makai in the Mitzvah? Right. The Torah designated this area called Azara, with a big Ayin. That's where I have to eat the basar. Now I want to eat it in the heichal with a big hay. Who says I can take it in that makom? And that makom also qualifies as a makom for the achilu. That's what Rashi says in Menachas Daf Ches. But when I get to Daf Ches on the Beis, Rashi has a whole new story. Rashi says that the moment you take the basar out of the azara and the boundaries of the Azara go up to but not beyond the Heichal. In other words, once you cross over the boundary into the Heichal, you already left the Azara. If you leave the Azara, then you have a Psul Yotze.
I hear what you're saying.
A whole other story.
It's such a fine point that it's confusing. I hear what you're saying, and
hopefully, Don. You know, again, it all depends on the clock here.
No.
You know, we haven't even touched the iceberg.
You don't have to belabor. It's okay.
Go ahead, Ben.
This is saying that the question is in a pasuk, you can learn a din. The question is the reason for the. If the reason of din is makom for its own sake, or because of levels of kedusha. If it's a lower level of kedusha, then certainly by a kal vachomer and logic, you can go to a higher level of kedusha. But if there's a separate din of switching from one place to another, that's another issue. I think the crucial thing is to understand the reason for din, and that might help us in the stira between chet aleph and chet bet. The question is the reason. What is the reason for din?
So again, are you demonstrating why Rashi changed his tune, so to speak? You know, we're trying to rack up brains why Rashi changes his tune. He blows a tekiah from one side and a shvarim truah from the other side. He has two different. He's blowing two different tunes over here. Are you telling me that the makom mitzvah is the azor, not the heichal? Are you telling me there's a psul of yotze here when I take it out of the heichal? And Rashi seems to be blowing two different tunes from two different parts. Let's see, Rabosai, if we can, only because I do want to get to some punchline here. Let's see if we can.
What daf is that on here? Alphabet?
Chet in Menachos.
Menachos.
Yeah, but again, you should have a copy of this. And, you know, again, the photocopy machine is at your, I don't think, I didn't ask Rabbi Myers, but I don't think he has any capacity if we use the photocopy machine. He may have to raise a couple extra shekels. I don't know. I wish him luck over there, whatever he does. But the point is that I give you this sefer, and I. What can I say? Maybe I'm just wasting my breath here. But I think that if you're going to take Kachim seriously, at this point in my life, I don't have anything except for this Nefesh Tova right now. Again, there's a Keren Ora on Kachim, which is very important. There's a Sfas Emes on Kachim, very important. There are a lot of important Sfarim on Kachim. And the footnotes in the Masifta are here too. But if we're going to try this experiment, and we're going to dedicate hours of our life on a daily basis, on a weekly basis to Kachim, right now, this is what I have, and you know, I'm offering you to either buy the sefer for 40 shekels, but if that's too expensive for you, if 40 shekels is too hefty of a sum, you have to multiply that by 3 because they're 3 volumes. Okay, so we jacked up the price, but it's still about the same price as one volume of the sefer, so you get a good deal here. But if you can't do that, then free of charge, we give you this photocopy machine. So what the advantage of having a photocopy machine is that you could review this, you could underline things, and so forth and so on. So he says the following. Okay. I'm going to read this very fast just because I lost my train of thought here. Ha-hadaparta ha-shas shav b'chein b'sugyan. Shahechal ain't a mokum achila kazora, vimkain ech mahani haxvara, shalo yipostle biyotse, hoyotse, hoyotse mokum achilosa. He says the following, that on the one hand, Rashi accepts the svara, right? We have this havamina. Let's say in the case of kmitza, that you can't do kmitza in the heichal. We have the havamina in the case of achilas kodshim kodshim, that you can't eat them in the heichal. That's all the havamina. Now, what's the maskon? When we say yes, you can do this in the heichal, is it based on a svar? Is it based on a pasuk? So Rashi says that there's a difference here between two issues. One issue is whether you're allowed to eat it in the Heichal. The other issue is whether you're allowed to take it into the Heichal. So let's read. Okay, we don't have the Rashi in front of us right now, but Rashi in Menachos says the following, that on the one hand, the Svara of Lo Yehi Tafel Chamin Ne'ikar is going to help me, but on the other hand, it's not going to help me. We don't need a Pasuk for psul yotze. Rashi says that as far as psul yotze, which means taking the basar from the azora into the heichal, on that we can target that, we can nip that in the bud with what? With a svara. But Rashi says, had de itzrich, why do we need the pasuk of Kodesh Kadoshim, right? The Kodesh Kadoshim tochelu, Rashi says in Menachos, we need that to allow us to eat in the Heichal. But we don't need that to allow us to take the basar into the Heichal. Again, I don't know if you can eat it in the Heichal, but I knew you were allowed to take it into the Heichal. You may have to take it out again in order to eat it in the Azara. So how do I know that you're allowed to take it into the Heichal? That's an outstanding svar. Lo yeitofel chomim min ha'ikar, Rashi says. Maybe, Ben, this is what you were saying before, meaning that You're going up one level in Kedusha, correct? So if you're going up one level in Kedusha, that's not called a psul yotze. A psul yotze means you took it from a place that's less Kodesh, that's more Kodesh, to a place that's less Kodesh. However, when Rashi talks about Achila, here Rashi says we need a pasuk. And the Rashi is very bothered by this. He says the following. Why do you need a pasuk to tell you that you're allowed to eat the kodshim in the heichal? The answer is, and Rashi gave us this answer in Menachos on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that Rashi says the Heichal is not the Makom Azara. In other words, that the Heichal and the Azara are two Makomos. And that's why I don't know if you can eat the Basar there. He says, Tzarech Bir. If there's a Salka Daitach, if there's a strong Svar to say, and for this I need a Pasuk, that the Heichal is a different Makom than the Azara. So then, if it's a Makom Cholk Me Azara, Heich Mahani Hak Svar, how can you operate with a Svar Shalo Yipasal Biyotze? Now, the Rashiv is not willing to accept the following premise, that Yotze means that you took it to a lower level of Kedusha. He says that you took it out of its Makom. If that's your definition of Yotze, and Rashi says, Zahav meaning to say, I can't eat the Kodshim and the Heichal because they're different Makom, then that same Havamina should tell me that I should have a Psul Yotze. So how could Rashi possibly suggest that on the level of Yotze, I have a Svara, and yet on the level of Achilas Kodshim in the Heichal, I need a Pasuk for that. Once I need a Pasuk for Achilas Kodshim in the Heichal, it means that what? The two Makomos. And if they're two Makomos, then there should be a Havamina that there's a Psul of Yotze. So let's again review. We had two Rashis. We had Rashi on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, who said in Menachos, who says that the reason why I need a Pasuk is because who says I can eat Kodshim in the Heichal? It's a different Makom than the Azara. The Torah designated the Achilas Kodshim in the Azara. Now you're going to a different Makom. Rashi Menachos on Daf Ches Amud Beis says the following, that we need a Pasuk to tell me that there's no psul kodshim of yitziah of yotza of kodshim she yotza mimchitzasam of yotza in the case of azor lehechal. Then Rashi and Daftesam and Aleph in Menacho says no. I could work that out. I'll be svara, and that's the svara of lo yehi tofel chamim in a ikar. But how does that svara override the fact that they're two different makomos, as Rashi says? Is l'chor etzarech lomer, d'mi svar shlo yeitofel yadinon da'ahechal nechshav makom echad im ha'azara. So he's saying now that the svar is going to tell me that the hechal is also considered azara, they're all one makom, and therefore kodshe kodshim, once it went into the hechal, it's not going to be possible to be yotze. But we still don't know that there's a heter to eat kodshim in the Heichal. I guess he means because of what we saw in the Gemara, that the Talmud shouldn't be eating in the presence of his Rebbe. So we need a pasuk to be matir eating kodshim in the Heichal. So it's not the way the Chazon Ish said it before, that we need a pasuk because how can you eat in the Heichal if it's a different makom? But rather, it's one makom, and that we see from the fact that Rashi uses the outstanding svar to say that there's no psul yotze, so it must be all one makom, and there's no yotze here. But rather, we don't know if there's a heter to eat the basar in the heichal. For that, I need a heter.
You need a
pasuk to be matir then. He says, "Vakati yesh levayer my cycle daitan she pasul kochi kochim biyotze shenich nusul heichal." For a psul yotze, havi kishi yetze chutz lemchitzaso, ukshenichnasu lehechal lo yotzu akodshim chutz lechomas azora. The chomas azora circled the entire area, including both the azora and the hechal. So why is that called chutz lemchitzaso? So again, on the one hand, we're saying that it seems from Rashi that if you have the svara that tells you that there's no psul yotze when you take it into the azora, it means it's all one makom, that the Azara and the Heichal are considered one makom. And yet Rashi, when it comes to Achilas HaBosar, is Rashi saying that if you want to eat the Bosar in the Heichal, so you have a problem, because who says the Torah allows you to eat the Bosar in the Heichal? So again, let's just understand the Kasha that he's asking now. He says the following, that kodshe kodshim that go into the heichal, there's no psul yotze. And that Rashi derives in Menachos and Avches from the svara of lo yehi tofel chomim min ha'ikar. So now the Rosh Yeshiva is asking the following question: What was Bechlal the Havamina to apply the Psul of Yotzei? Yotzei means Yotzei Mimchitzasa. Here it didn't leave the Mechitza, because the Mechitza surround not only the Azar, but also the Heichal. So Rashi needs this Svara of Loye Tofel in order to establish this. There's no Psul Yotzei when you leave, you take the boss and you take it out of the Azar and bring it into the Heichal. And Rashi needs this Svara. Why does Rashi need this Svara? Why not just say the Mechitza surround the Heichal as well? And therefore, whatever dinim they are, there are unique dinim in the Heichal, but that doesn't undermine the general dinim of Azara. Notice Heichal is floor number two. You know, first you have the Azara, that includes also the Heichal, and then on top of that you have a special kedusha of the Heichal above and beyond the rest of the Azara. But certainly you don't undermine the kedusha of the Heichal. I mean the kedusha Azara of the Heichal. So the Heichal is also included in the Azara. And since the Mechitza surround not only the Chatzah but also the Heichal, therefore they cannot be a Psul of Yotzei. So why does Rashi need to introduce this Svara to undermine the Psul of Yotzei? So now we're up to a paragraph of Ubir HaGriz. If we can get through this paragraph, I'll be a happy camper, because this is real brisket Torah. And he says the following. He says that there are two sugyas about Yotzei. One sugya is here in Zvachim Adaf Chof Aleph Amen Aleph, and the Gemara derives the psul of Yotzei from a pasuk, Hein lo huva es doma el hakodesh pnima. But then there's a sugya elsewhere in Chulin that derives the psul of Yotzei from the pasuk, Ubasar basada treifa lo tochelu. So the Brisker Rav explains why two psukim. Not only that, you can embellish the Brisker Rav's question. The second pasuk, Ubasar basada treifa lo tochelu, that's machalas asuros. That's an isa treifa. You're not allowed to shech the treifa and eat its meat. Well, what does that have to do with a psul of Yotzei? Says the Brisker Rav that these are two distinct different dinim that overlap in the case of Kodshin. One din, which is derived from Hein Lo Huva Adom El HaKodesh Pnima, that's a din in Kodshin, and only in Kodshin, that if it goes Chutz L'Mechitzaso, it's possible. So for example, if Kodshin go out of the Azara, or Kodshin Kal go out of the Chomas Yushalayim, that's called the Psul of Yotzei. That's a Kodshim Psul, and that's derived from the Pasuk Hein Lo Huva Es Doma El HaKodesh. And that's a Psul Kodesh. He gives other examples like Lina, like Tuma, other Psul Kodesh. But now we have another Pasuk Ubasar Basada Treifa. That's not a Din in Kodshim. That applies even in Chulin, in many different cases. One case, for example, is let's say the fetus in the animal, inside the animal, in the mother animal, stretches its arm out through the birth canal and then it brings it back in again, then in such a case, the arm itself becomes treifa. You're not allowed to eat it, even after shechita. Why? Because the shechita only applies to that which stayed within the mother's body, that's called bitocha mechitza, and not which came out of the mechitza. Or, for example, we have a case of Basar Pesach that left the house, right, of the Chabura, and went into a different house. That's not a Psul of Yotzei, it wasn't taken out of Yerushalayim, but nevertheless, it's Chutz L'Mechitzaso. Anything that has a Mechitza, the Torah says, eat it here, and this is the Mechitza, this is the surrounding boundaries, and you take it out of that boundary, you're not allowed to eat it. Treifa is also Chutz L'Mechitzaso, because the Treifa means it left the bounds of Shechita. And the two simonim are no longer, how shall I say, within the Mechitza of the Shechita. In any event, there are many examples. The example that we want to touch on is the case of Kodshim that were taken, meant to be eaten where? In the Azara, and they were taken out of the Azara. That's also Chutz L'Mechitzaso. And that also comes under the Psul of the Isra of Basa Basada Trefalo Tochelu. Basa Basada Trefalo Tochelu is a classical example of what's called a lav shebechlolos, meaning it's a general lav, a general prohibition that applies in many, many different scenarios. We listed already three or four of them. And that has nothing to do with kachim. That's a din of taking something out of its mechitza of achila. The Torah says the achila has to be taking place within certain bounds. You take it out of those bounds, and it becomes awesome. Says the Brisker Rav, lahachi salketai she poslu kachi kachim b'knisa leheichal. What should be the problem of taking kachi kachim out of the azor into the heichal? After all, we just finished saying that the mechitzos surround what? Also surround the Heichal as well, is Memela, which Psul could certainly not apply over here. You cannot apply the Psul of Hein Lo Huva as Doel HaKodesh Pnima because it's within the Chomas HaZara. So it never left the Chomas HaZara. Now there's a special unique Kodeshim Psul of Yotzei applies when you take it out of the Mechitza, out of the Azara, or in the case of Kachim Kalim, out of the Yushalayim. Here, in the case of taking it out of the Chomos of the Azara into the Heichal, you're still within the Chomos of the Azara. Says the Brisker Rav Gevaldik Chiddush, then what was the Hava meaning that there would be an Isur of Yotzei if you took the Basar from the Azara into the Heichal? That has nothing to do with Kachim. It has to do with Ubasa Basa the Trefalo Tochelu. Elamishum She Yotza Mimokom Achilasa. Why? Because we're saying that what's the Mokom Achila? It's Tafka the Azara. The Torah singled out the Azara, and that's where you have to eat it. You took it out of the Azara. That's called Trefa, that's called out of its Mechitzos, out of its Mokom Achila. And the Gemara answers, no, I don't need a Pasuk to tell you that the Heichal is the Mokom Achila. I can derive that from Svara. And what's that Svarshloye Tofel Chomer Me'echal? In other words, this is not a new makom, it's all one makom. Now I need a pasuk to tell you that you can be Makai in the mitzvah of Achila in the Heichal. Even though you're a Rebbe, you're in the presence of your Rebbe, for that I need a special pasuk. Umavuar, and now he says we can answer another question. Why in the case of Menachas Daf Ches, in the case of Kmitza, when Rashi wants to explain why Kmitza might not be appropriate in the Heichal, Rashi says that the reason is because it's a different makom. Why didn't Rashi mention a psul of Yotze? Mishum dahasam lo mifsal el biyotze chutz lechomas hazara. But Acheichel eno chutz michomets hazara. So that psul yotze couldn't apply. Lachem pirush Rashi salkedayt shehechel eno makom kmitza, because the Torah says that the mitzvah of kmitza has to be done in the hazara. Who says that the heichal is also considered part of the hazara? And for that, I'm going to need to establish that the heichal and the hazara are one makom, and that's going to be based on gzeres hakasa. So again, just to summarize, we have one svara and one gzeres hakasa. And there's no steer between the two. You know, we found Rashi, where Rashi seems to say you need a Gzeres HaKosev and the Yalfusa. Another Rashi says, no, all you have is a Svara. The answer is, it all depends what you're talking about. If you're talking about a universal psul that applies in Chulin and Isur Chutz Limkomo, so Rashi says that we don't need a pasuk for that. We can establish, based on a Svara, that the Heichal is also called the Mokom Achila. And that's based on Lo Yehi Tafel Chomer Me'ahechal. The only reason we need a pasuk, says the Gemara, is to be matir the achila in the heichal. So as far as taking it out of one makom and going into another makom, on that we have a svara called Lo Tei Tafel Chomer Me'ahechal, which means that the heichal is all an extension, it's all part of the azara, and therefore we don't have any problem whatsoever. We have no problem of a psul yotzei as a kachim psul based on lo yuva dama, because the azara extends and includes the heichal as well. Ella what? We have a problem of the universal chulin halach of treifa lo sochel chutzim komo. The answer is I have a svara. I have a svara to assume that the makom of the
of the Heichal is the identical makom as the Azor. It's all one makom. No, so why do we need Gzeiras HaKosav? Rashi says we need a Gzeiras HaKosav. This is Rashi Menachos on Daf Tes, in order l'mishri to be matir achilu be'echal. Because we might think that despite the svara that it's all one makom, but nevertheless here you're in an intense place where it's so close to the presence of the king, of the master, that you might think that achilu is degrading to the presence of the master, and for that I need a pasuk. So that's what we have. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, just to summarize, we have a number of different Rashis, some of which indicate that we had a Havmid to say that the two different Makomos, other Havmid is that there might be Psul Yotze. With regard to Psul Yotze, Rashi solves that problem with a Svara. And we said that problem that Rashi had a Havmid, that maybe this Psul Yotze was not referring to the Kodshin Dikip Psul Yotze, because since the Mechitzos that surround the Azor, surround the Heichal as well, there was never a Havamin to say that there would be a Psul Yotze under the Poskel or Yuvah Midama. But there was a Havamin to say that since the two Makomos, that comes under the universal Alok and Chulin, that's derived from Trefa Basad Lotokhelu. On that, Rashi says we have a Svara of Lote Tafel Chamineika. Now we still need Xer Sakosuv, and the reason for that is because we would have a Hava meaning to say that the Torah wasn't Matir Achilas Kodshim in the Heichal. So what we're able to accomplish is up to the paragraph Vehine, and we'll see where we go from here. You know, sometimes I want to start a new sugi every day. But that's what we did. I'm just curious about Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, "Shlomim sheshachta beheichal ksherim." So, what was the havamin over here? Ah, the havamin was it's two different makomos. So, if it's two different makomos, the Torah designated the place for shchita in the Azor, not in the heichal. And kamash malan, that the svar is going to tell me that it's all considered one makom. That's going to help me as far as the psul yotze. But I still need a special pasuk. The Gemara says with regard to achila, to be matir achila in the heichal because of lo yehei adam oved b'makom rabba b'achila in the heichal itself. Okay then. Oh, yeah.